From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Colorado Springs police are responding to reports of at least one active shooter at or near a Planned Parenthood clinic. Police Lieutenant Catherine Buckley tells KKTV there are unknown number of civilians injured. She says people are being warned to stay away from the scene.
We are not evacuating any of the neighborhoods to the north. We ask that people stay off of Centennial Boulevard because it is closed.
ATF agents are on the scene now. One of three suspects accused of playing a role in the November 2nd murder of a 9-year-old boy in an alley on Chicago's South Side stays behind bars. Officials are denying bail for Corey Morgan, a 27-year-old reported to have an extensive criminal history. Dean Andrews, chief of detectives, says of all the cases of gang violence officers have investigated in Chicago, the search for Tashawn Lee's killer has been especially emotional.
It's truly an act of barbarism. It's a 9-year-old boy that was targeted and executed. Police officers have families as well. They have feelings as well. And this one was a little bit different. And I truly want to highlight their professionalism, their integrity, their dedication. And, I mean, they went days and days and days without sleep.
Police say they believe the boy was targeted because of his father's alleged connection to a gang. They're investigating the roles of at least two other suspects, one of whom is jailed on an unrelated gun charge.
Justice or else! Justice!
Chanting justice or else, hundreds of protesters crowd Michigan Avenue's Magnificent Mile, blocking entrances to stores in the city's famed shopping district. The march comes days after a white police officer was charged with first-degree murder in the death of a black teenager last year. Dashcam video shows the officer firing on the teen, who was armed with a knife but appears to be walking away when the officer opened fire. In other news, there has been a 6 arrests in Brussels in connection with the attacks in Paris 2 weeks ago. Terry Schultz has this update on the investigation in Belgium, where an international manhunt for suspects goes on.
The latest raids in Belgium have ended with one man charged with participating in terrorist attacks and a terrorist group. Two others were interrogated and released. Belgian broadcaster RTBF says the three are members of the same family, with a father and one son being let go, another son being jailed. Separately, a Brussels judge has extended for 1 month the detention of two more suspects. One of the men has not been identified, while the other has been named as 30-year-old Ali Okadi, a French citizen living in Brussels, accused of driving key fugitive Salah Abdeslam around when he returned to the Belgian capital following that deadly night in Paris. Okadi's lawyer says his client didn't know Abdeslam had anything to do with the attacks. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
On a half-day session, Dow closed down 15 points. This is NPR. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he agrees with France's proposal to seal off the Turkish-Syrian border as a means of restricting the movements of Islamic State fighters. Putin hosted French President François Hollande yesterday in a meeting that resulted in a bilateral commitment to share military intelligence regarding ISIS. But both sides remain far apart on the role Syria's ruling Assad regime should play in the anti-ISIS campaign. Russia wants Bashar al-Assad to be part of an international coalition. France cites Assad's record of atrocities as a reason to oppose the Syrian leader's involvement. Pope Francis has arrived in Uganda at the midpoint of his 6-day trip to Africa. He's been greeted so far by enthusiastic crowds. NPR's Tom Jelton says the African bishops hosting the Pope are asserting their growing influence in the global Catholic Church.
Catholicism is growing faster in Africa than anywhere else, and African Catholics have their own views. While the Pope's concerns about poverty and the environment are welcome, his moderate approach to family issues is not so well received. Homosexuality is illegal in much of Africa. The Pope is focusing instead on other pressing matters, including reconciliation between Muslims and Christians. Islamist extremists have carried out attacks in Uganda as well as in Kenya, where Francis began his trip. The Central African Republic, his final stop, has also been torn by religious conflict. If security permits, he's due on Monday to pray at a mosque in a neighborhood from which Christians have been expelled. Tom Jelton, NPR News.
I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.